Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
For me, the best part of the Christmas season is the focus on hope, not just hope in the here and now, but eternal hope that is Christ, His birth, life, and death on the cross, and the offer of salvation for anyone who believes. Some days, that promise is the only thing that keeps us going. A friend recently asked, "How do we do it? How do we stay hopeful and engaged when our state and country seem to be running toward a cliff at warp speed?" I told him it's a matter of perspective. For us, the focus is eternity, the fact that there's life beyond this earth. For our opponents, this life is all there is. We see salvation in Christ. They see salvation in government. We look to God to define justice. They look to the Supreme Court. We see mankind as permanently flawed with no hope of redemption without Christ. They see mankind as evolving and ultimately perfectible given enough time. It's a difference in worldviews. One is God-centered, the other man-centered, and when men begin to feel that they're the final authority, the ultimate end is anarchy, each one doing what's right in his own eyes. Sir Alex Tyler once said that the average length of the world's great civilizations is 200 years. They typically move through a predictable cycle that begins with bondage and moves to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to selfishness, from selfishness to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependence, and from dependency back to bondage. So you see, as we Americans throw off the time-tested values and principles upon which the nation was founded and drive any semblance of Christianity further and further from the public square, we feel as though we're becoming more and more free, but really, we're headed pell-mell toward bondage. We're mistaking freedom for license, and that never ends well. Over the past year, it seems we've gone from one battle to the next in this great culture war. Some we've won, others we've lost, many are still ongoing. But through it all, we've never lost hope. Despite the fact that attacks on Christians and our values seem to be increasing, we need to keep perspective. We need to remember that these values were once the values of the entire nation, and they still are for the most part. That's why ballot initiatives on the issues that we support regularly pass by 70%. The founders knew God's truths were immutable, so solid in fact that a nation could be built upon them. And it worked for over 200 years. But those values, principles, and beliefs were at play in our nation as far back as 400 years ago. We see that in documents such as the Mayflower Compact and the Constitution of the New England Confederation, written in 1643. So how do we stay positive in this season of hope? We remember that God's truth is immutable. It never changes. We as a society may from time to time go off on wild tangents, often led by well-meaning but ignorant judges. But in the end, just like mice in a maze, we'll hit a dead end and turn back to the correct path. During this Christmas season, let's remember the words of John Quincy Adams, 6th President of the United States, who said in the chain of human events, the birthday of the nation is indissolubly linked to the birthday of the Savior. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.